5, use confident body language. Prior to your first encounter, you should practice in the mirror how you look when you move, how you walk and talk, how you use your hands when you're talking or listening to someone. Using the right body language is one of the easiest things you can do to make yourself more attractive. You want to learn to move with supreme confidence and deliberation. You want to command your posture to exhibit self-assurance. Notice how you stand from a sitting position, how you sit down in a chair, how you use your hands when you're talking to make a point, or even when you're trying to listen to someone. You want to move like a confident man or woman with a purpose, how they look, how they would move. You want to pick out a role model you admire and practice walking and moving like them. Confident masculine men tend to take up a lot of space. Sensual, confident feminine women move and tend to move very seductively, almost like a cat. Your body language is supremely important when trying to make a good first impression, so practice as much as you can and do it as much as you can. You especially want to avoid using needy, approval-type body language like too much smiling, too much nodding in agreement, and leaning forward too much. You don't want to make quick, awkward movements that show that you're trying too hard for their approval. Make sure you maintain lots of eye contact, especially when meeting them. When you first meet, you'll want to hold the eye contact for a second longer than what is customary. This is an especially powerful technique that causes instant attraction. It's known as sticky eyes, and you can use it selectively throughout your encounter. I'm sure you've probably experienced it yourself when your eyes lock and get that tingly feeling. Remember to use the triangle technique where you shift your gaze from their left eye to their right eye, down to their mouth, then back to their left eye. Do this for a few times in a row. Let your eyes linger for a few seconds on each eye and 4 seconds on their mouth. You'll notice a definite shift in their face and body language that tells you how effective this can work. 6, be a challenge. You have to use the mindset going in that you're qualifying them, not the other way around. David D'Angelo, one of the most successful dating trainers ever, says that while setting up your first encounter, you should let them know in an email or text or over the phone that it's going to be really nice to get to know you better, and if nothing else, we can just be friends. He says that this is a critical part of your first encounter. He says that it totally disarms them and makes them wonder why they're not attractive enough for you, and that they're going to have to be your friend for this to work. It also puts you in a better frame of mind going in so that you won't come across as too needy or desperate. Jason Capital, who's another great up-and-coming coach, who's an expert on attracting women, says this to women in a playful, teasing way. He says, "You're really attractive and cool, but I'm not quite sure if you're my type." If you're going to use this tease at the right moment when the conversation is going great, it's magical. Just wait till the pressure builds and you're having a great time, and then lay that on them. It's an awesome technique. 7, don't come across needy or desperate. This is one of the worst things you can do when you meet a person for the first time. Women are better at reading desperation than men are, and they can smell this a mile away. Do not smile too much, touch too much, or be overly friendly or too chatty. Make them earn your approval. For the men, it's my experience that women are a lot like cats. If you pay them too much interest or attention, they'll move away. However, cats will approach the person in the room that seems to be the least interested in them. If you've ever tried to pet a cat, I think you'll know what I mean. If you try to chase something, they'll usually retreat, except for maybe a rabid pit bull, which I don't advise. I realize that this may all sound counterintuitive, but try and imagine James Bond, the epitome of coolness, and model his behavior. The challenge is to show interest without seeming desperate or needy, and there are several ways to do that. For both men and women, initial personal encounters intended to lead to a relationship are best achieved by a give-and-take dynamic. It's an escalation of flirtatious and playful tug-of-war exchanges that happen when you first show someone interest in them and then take it away. It's a mating dance and a ritual that's hard-coded in our DNA, the DNA of the whole animal kingdom, and it's certainly no difference with humans. There are progressive stages of courtship that generally must occur for initial encounters to be successful. Number 8, do not indulge in self-pity. Don't talk about exes, past relationships, your trouble with the law or your government or that stint you had in prison, your employer or any problems going on with your life for the first encounter. Whining, complaining, and indulging in self-pity are all such unattractive qualities and will almost assure that you won't get a second date. You want to keep the mood upbeat and humorous and avoid topics that are unpleasant, violent, awkward, or disarming. In fact, when you first meet, you should avoid a normal conversation as long as possible. You really do want to stand out from all the others and keep your love interest a little off balance by keeping the mood playful, humorous, and a little offbeat. And I'm going to show you how to do that in a minute. Do not make it sound like a job interview. Number 9, like, where were you born? How many brothers and sisters do you have? And what high school did you go to? That's a sure way to have a boring, uneventful conversation. You were there to have fun, so you want to keep the conversation light and playful. I like to start off with something really absurd and off the wall. You want to discuss feel-good or funny topics. Be prepared to make fun of current events, the latest movies or plays or whatever's appropriate for the occasion. Pick out other couples in the room and playfully guess the status of their relationship and what they're going to do when they get home. You want to create attraction and fun, not boredom or controversy. Only as a last resort should you start asking interview questions, but then try to switch the conversation back to topics that make your date feel good about themselves, something that you can playfully tease them about and get them to reveal something personal about themselves that they wouldn't normally reveal to strangers. Vinda Carlo, another dating expert, says you should try and shape the conversation. Studies have shown that people tend to want to live up to your expectations. For example, you might say, you really seem like a fun and interesting person. They will try to live up to that belief by acting fun and interesting. Number 10, now here's a good one, what to talk about. Prior to Jay Leno introducing his guests on the set, he asks them to think of a recent funny, exciting, profound, or interesting incident that happened to them, and then he sets it up to start out the interview. You should do the same. On your way to the date, think in advance about how you're going to set it up in the conversation. I'm sure you've got your own stories, but here's a few that I've used before with great success. For example, one of the first things you'll probably be asked is, how are you? You should have something funny ready, like, funny that you asked. I just asked a friend's wife when the baby was due, and she told me she wasn't pregnant. Or you could say, on the way over here, I saw some guy get hit in the head with a beer bottle someone threw out of a car. They'll almost always ask, was he okay? You'll say, yeah, he's fine, but because it only turned out to be a light beer. Think about something funny or personal in your own life that happened and try to set it up in the conversation. Talk about something funny or embarrassing that recently happened to you. Be prepared with some funny or entertaining or interesting stories about yourself or someone you know that won't make it sound like you're boasting or about anything or you're revealing too much personal history about. You'll set the tone for the entire evening. Number 11, ask the right questions. You have two ears and one mouth. You should listen twice as much as you talk. You want to ask questions that make your potential partner feel good, one that promotes attraction. Pay close attention to what he or she is saying, and they'll tell you what you need to know to make them interested in you. For example, here's a few questions you might ask. What really turns you on? What are you passionate about? What made you happy growing up? What would you be doing tonight if you weren't here with me? Do you ever think about what you would do if you just won the lottery? If you could have dinner with anyone alive or dead, who would it be? Tell me about the first time you fell in love. This one is an awesome one because it'll stir up the emotions. What's the most adventurous thing you've ever done? What fun things did you do growing up? Again, you're tapping into deep emotions. What fun things did you do in high school? What pranks did you pull? What was your most embarrassing moment? If you had a full expenses paid vacation anywhere in the world, where would you go? What would you do when you got there? If you could choose any person in the world to go with, who would it be? Here's another good one. Where do you see yourself in the next year or 3 or 5 years? If you could go back in time, who would you like to meet and why? Who's your favorite comedian? What is your most embarrassing moment? What's the craziest place you've ever had sex? You want to get them to reveal exciting and fun times they've had in the past. You will cause them emotionally to feel good, which will raise their interest level and attraction to you. Listen carefully to what they're telling you. You'll be able to tell which topics or events create the most excitement or passion for them. Go deeper into those subjects to continue to create a closer bond. You want to frame their state of mind into an emotion that's exciting and full of love and emotion and passion, because those same emotions will be reflected on you. 12, be a mystery. Do not try to impress them with your accomplishments, how much money you have, where you spend your vacations, or what a great catch you are. Make them want to pull it out of you in dribs and drabs. Remember, if you want to become more attractive, you want to be the pursued, not the pursuer. Of course, I always remember that it'll have to be a give and take dance. One of the rules that I learned, and this is universal throughout the whole dating kingdom, you playfully tease and challenge them, showing potential and interest, while at the same time demonstrating that you are indifferent to any attraction they have for you. You become a challenge, and that will cause them to continue to try harder, which will cause more interest in you and attraction for you. And then you start to do the same for them. Then you show all the attraction towards them. And this is part of the dating game, part of the love dance, the mating ritual. And it happens in the animal kingdom, and it's encoded in our DNA. So it's really worth practicing that and thinking about that when you're trying to attract somebody. When you initially try to pursue somebody too aggressively, they often become less attracted to you. When you employ the attraction rule I just mentioned, if there's any way at all to spark any attraction between you, your date will become more attracted to you. Make it a back and forth dance, because after all, this is part of the human mating ritual. Once you practice this technique a little, you'll be able to master it quickly, and you'll have so much more fun, you'll be unstoppable. Of course, if you act indifferent for too long, your date's pursuit of you will start to diminish. You'll need to be keenly alert to when this starts to happen. It's at this point where you will want to reward their efforts with encouragement. You want to let them casually know verbally or with body language that their game is working on you, and if that they're lucky, there'll probably be another date. You can do this with more eye contact, touching and mirroring and matching their movements. You can use your body language to communicate more interest in them by moving closer, touching them, and having more eye contact. However, you will still continue to keep the interaction light and playful. You want it to become a little tug of war, give and take dance. This is all part of the primal human mating ritual, and it'll help you to be so much more successful if you want to attract that special person. Like anything in life, it'll take some time to perfect these techniques, but I guarantee that the more you practice them, the better you will become. I also know that when you first start to email, text, or talking to a new potential partner, it may seem a little awkward at first. However, The more you do it, the better you'll become. And before you know it, you'll have so much fun bringing others out of their shell. You'll become the pro. And when you do, your newfound confidence will make you more desirable, and you'll find yourself initiating contact with all kinds of people just for the fun of it. And it really can be fun and exciting when you learn how to start doing flirting using these techniques I'm teaching.